this what we call this big upper-level trough of low pressure right over the central and eastern United States here now through the end of the week. And that's just going to allow the cold air from Canada to work its way southward and stay settled in through the week. So get used to the below normal temperatures. And like you said, several nights, much of the upcoming week, during the nights and early mornings, we'll see temperatures at or below the freezing mark. In fact, there's some coordination occurring right now with National Weather Service offices on any kind of expansion of the frost freeze headlines on that. So that'll be an issue in the coming days. It looks like for as you go north of the Illinois River, conditions are still, the growing hasn't quite taken off just yet to where we're not quite there yet for any kind of damage to the vegetation. Although that doesn't mean if you have any sensitive vegetation, by all means, and maybe if you've already put some plants out, bring those in if you can or cover them. But we're just not quite there yet. And, parts of like southeast Iowa, we do have, some of the early fruit crops that are, on the verge of becoming, freeze vulnerable when we get down into the lower 20s, lower to mid 20s on that. So these next couple of nights, those might be susceptible or nearing that. But by and large, we're still probably another 5 to 7 days out from really being vulnerable to the frost and freeze. As you go south of the Illinois River, though, things are markedly different. And those areas, some of those areas in across Missouri and downstate Illinois probably in frost and freeze headlines here in the next several days.